Correct.
And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners that were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the drought of fishes which they had taken. So was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Amen. It was 45 years ago this morning that I rode with Brother Gerald Green in the back of Burt Jackson's 40 Chevrolet pickup truck to Salem, Arkansas. Highway 19 was gravel then, still gravel, as also was Highway 63 that went down through Arkansas for out of Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. When you came out of Missouri, you jumped off into oblivion about that steel at that time. They never had paved the roads yet in that part of the hills of Arkansas. They said they didn't have enough money. We rode that dusty road 20 miles to Salem, Arkansas, to preach the very first time. Amen. We were both 16 years old. I'd turned 16 April, almost a year earlier. Gerald had turned 16 in September. I was from April to September older than Brother Gerald Green. Brother Gerald Green's the one that laid the stone up here in the baptistry. His family's a long line of stonemasons, and we had him to come up, preach for us, lay these stones back when we was remodeling. Amen. Just two boys. We were dubious about preaching that morning. Little bit scared. Tell truth about it, we didn't either one have a jealous bone in our body. I said, you preach first. He said, no, you preach first. I said, no, you go ahead and preach first. And he said, no, you go ahead and preach first. And no, you preach first. Oh, you preach first. And he won that, as he did about every argument we ever got into in the ensuing years, down through the years. Amen. I had to preach first that morning. There was one comfort in preaching first, though. When I got done, I had my part out of the way. I didn't have to worry about it the rest of the day. But having got mine out of the way, he had to worry about his the rest of the day. He was due to preach that night. Sister Hazel Jackson had an appointment at the little holiness church in Salem, Arkansas, that since blew away with a tornado. Amen. They've built back, and the Pentecost Church of God of America has a church there that the people that did go to that little church, some of them go to the Pentecost Church of God of America there. I've took some of you by the little church there that they have now, about all that's left of the little church where I preached my very first message. Amen. I didn't know what would ensue. I had no way of seeing or knowing the future. Amen. But 45 years down the road, here we stand in the house of God, still declaring as best as we can the counsels of God. Praise God. Still preaching the wonderful words of life. It took me about 5 minutes that morning to preach this great message from the 5th chapter of Luke. I said, when Peter obeyed the Lord and let him use his boat, then the Lord rewarded him with a great catch of fishes. Praise God. It amazed Peter how that God, amen, had intervened in his life. Jesus had a message for him. Praise God. He said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. I did not realize the import of those words that morning when I preached that 5-minute message. I tell folks, in that 5-minute message, I slew the biggest giant that I ever slew in my life. It was the first one, and I made it. I made it. Hallelujah. Oh, it didn't take too long, but it was a start. A feeble, small start, grant you, but it was a start. The old Chinese proverb says that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Amen. We need tonight to understand that you don't start out in the big end of the horn. You start out in the little end of the horn. Too many times we as preachers and ministers of God would like to start in the big end of the horn. Amen. Guy Walsh says, then when we get down in the little end, we can't stand the squeeze. Amen. Praise God, you got to start in the little end of the horn, and then you learn to stand up gradually. Praise God. You learn to use your equipment, praise God, as you walk out in the bigger end of the horn. In a time of trial and in a time of testing, I opened the Bible some few months later. In fact, that same year, after preaching all summer and evangelizing all summer, amen, they asked me to pastor the Midway Pentecostal Church. I had just turned 17. At the age of 17, they had invited me to church. Had been without a pastor some time. And through a process of divine providence, I became, at the age of 17, the pastor of the old mother church in that area. Amen. Pastoring the same people that had helped me get started preaching. We had a wonderful time. Amen. Those were days of the deliverance revival. I heard some of the greatest men preach that ever wore shoe leather in their prime when they were doing great for God. Amen. I had sought the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 1950 in Memphis, Tennessee in Oral Roberts' meeting and had been able to follow his ministry through the ensuing years. Those great days of revival. Praise God. I sat under Brother William Branham and heard him minister with such power and such a definite gift in those days when Brother Branham was at his best and the glory of God rolled in the camp of the saints. And God poured out His Spirit amongst His people. Praise God. Amen. I heard Jack Cole preach many, many times and probably was one of my favorite preachers of all the deliverance preachers. I attended his revivals in Springfield, Missouri and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Attended his revival center at least one time. Amen. Down in Dallas, Texas. And heard O.L. Jaggers preach that silver-tongued orator of that hour that perhaps none could surpass when it comes to powerful oratory declaring the counsels of God. Amen. I heard A.A. Allen minister when he was at his best, Willie Freeman and Gail Jackson preached the wondrous words of life with power. I saw the sick healed, the blind see, the lame walk, the dumb talk, the stuttering talk plainly. Praise God. I got my roots in those old time glory days. Praise God. I lived long enough to see the day of the deliverance tent meeting come to an end. The day of the deliverance meetings come to a close through a string of providential circumstances. Amen. But God didn't quit. Hallelujah. God just switched the spotlight, praise God, to the camp meetings. The camp meetings started going greater for God than they ever had been. Amen. I attended my very first camp meeting when I was preaching a revival in Valley Park, Missouri, just the other side of St. Louis, one of the suburbs of St. Louis. And Brother Gerald told me that it wasn't far from Granite City Camp Meeting. Brother Roy Smith had traveled among the brethren and found a whole bunch of us and brought us together. And we became aware of each other, Brother Asher. Amen. Oh, glory to God. The first time I ever heard the Pennington brothers sing, I drove all the way from Mammoth Spring, Arkansas to Connersville, Indiana to Brother Branham's meeting. And someone requested that the Pennington brothers sing. And I thought it kind of strange that Charlie just kind of sauntered down the aisle and said, if you want us to. Amen. And Frank followed after him and they got up and sang, amen, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, Kentucky style. Amen. That was my first introduction to Charlie and Frank Pennington and Brother Branham's meeting in Connersville, Indiana. Amen. I was having problems in my church, a young preacher. Amen. Trying to pastor a bunch of old preachers, some other young preachers in the midst. Amen. And so jealousy rose up in the camp. Ironically, the jealousy wasn't among the young preachers. Amen. We had pretty good accord. But the jealousy was among the older preachers. And I was having it. Oh boy, I was having it. Amen. I didn't know how I was going to get along, how I was going to make it. Amen. Desperate before God. I stuck my thumb in the Bible one day. Amen. And the 60th chapter of Isaiah became mine. Hallelujah. It said, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon thee. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves. They come to thee. I couldn't see it then. I couldn't imagine it then. They shall come from far. Thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Thou shalt see and flow together. Thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nabaoth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance upon on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as doves to their windows? I didn't know that someday, amen, it would be me, hallelujah, that would fly around and around and around the world several times, preach the gospel, praise God, in foreign lands, far, far, far away, two times in communist China, praise God, three times in Romania, my Lord, Poland, hallelujah, six times in the Philippines, my Lord. I didn't realize I had never flown in an airplane. Amen. But some of these days I would. Surely the isles shall wait for me. Amen. Folks, if you got a ministry, hallelujah, they'll wait for you. They'll be there when you get there. Just right. Praise God. Surely the isles shall wait for me. The ships of Tarsus first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and gold with them, unto the name of the Lord God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. The sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have had mercy upon thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut by day nor night. Then that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and their kings may be brought. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall utterly be wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I'll make the place of thy feet, my feet, glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion, the Holy One of Israel. Praise God. Folks, when you tie in with the church of the living God, you don't realize how wonderful that is. You see, all the blessings, all the glories, all the joys, all the riches, all the successes, all the deliverance, all the promises that God promised Israel, because Israel rejected him and became blinded, he has turned those golden pipes toward the church of the living God. Amen. And the blessing is being poured out on the church. Amen. Church of the living God, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord hath risen upon thee. This is our day. This is our time. This is our moment of glory. This is our time in the sun, our day in the sun. Hallelujah. This is it. Amen. It'll never be no better. This is the greatest hour, amen, that you'll ever live in right now. This is the greatest opportunity you'll ever have right now. Amen. He said, gross darkness shall cover, the earth, and gross darkness the people. It's a day of extremes. You agree? A day of extremes. Extremely dark on the one hand, but extremely glorious and blessed on the other hand. The darker it gets in the world, the brighter your light shines for God. The darker it gets in this sin-soaked, sin-crazed, case-hardened generation, amen, the better you look. Hallelujah. If we don't get dragged down by it, if we don't get bogged down by it, amen, You'll get bogged down the same things the world's bogged down in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. I didn't know that someday I would pastor the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church for 20 years thereabouts. And at the tune of some 75,000 gospel tapes a year, this message would go into all the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh yes, praise God. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, for iron I'll bring silver, and for wood brass, for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. How'd you like to have a bunch of, amen, bosses like that? Righteousness, hallelujah. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall no more be thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down. And I'm glad to say tonight that the sun never sets on the ministry of the Highway of Holiness. Brother Asher, amen, when you come to preach at the Highway of Holiness, we send you around the world several times over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When he first started to mention something about amen, the meeting at Allentown was starting, and he might take that into consideration when he considered starting revival March the 3rd, and he said he didn't care. When you preach at the Highway of Holiness, he said you're preaching to more folks than they're preaching to at Allentown. Amen. Of course, since the cassette ministry has become so prolific and proficient, amen, they have a lot going out from there too, amen, into all the country. Hallelujah. The sun shall no more go down. Thy sun shall no more go down. Neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light. And the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. Hallelujah. God's relentless, dauntless word is marching tonight. Amen. It's making great long strides. And the fulfillment of every promise that God ever made in His Word to anybody, He made it to you. And if you're believing God tonight, you're that much closer to the promise this very moment, this very hour. You feel insignificant? He said, a little one shall become a thousand. That's pretty good percentages if you ask me. A little one becoming a thousand. Hallelujah. A small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. Hallelujah. Jesus said, my time has not yet come. Amen. Woe be unto the automobile or the preacher that's out of time. Amen. Neither one of them are going to go very far with very much style. Amen. It's when you get all 12 cylinders in time. Amen. All 8 cylinders. Amen. In their proper order. Nothing out of time. Amen. They say that new 4.6 V8 engine that they put in the Ford engine is designed to, if it gets hot on one side, to run on the other side. Amen. Run on three or four cylinders on the other side. And when it gets hot on there, switch back over and run on the other side. Amen. There's time I felt my V8 was running on 2 or 3 cylinders. Amen. And about to overheat. Amen. And about to blow the radiator cap. Praise God. Oh, but glory to God. God, if we'll just stay in step, we'll hasten our deliverance in His time. Hallelujah. 45 years down the road, folks, He's brought me a mighty long ways. Some of you perhaps tonight have been living for God longer than I have. 45 years preaching. Amen. 47, almost 48 years being saved. Some of you have been saved longer than that. And I meet preachers all the time that's been preaching longer than that. Amen. But I'm just glad to be here. Amen. Doing something for God. Me and Elvis is not too far from the same age, but Elvis has been dead, I don't know, 15, 18 years. Amen. And I'm still going strong, Brother Jeff. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. George Burns, he finally kicked the bucket. Amen. At the age of 100. Amen. We got some saints that lived to be that old. I preached Sister McGee's funeral. Amen. Not too many years ago. She had to go to live to be 100 years old. Amen. It don't take God very long to do a whole big bunch. Praise God. After Jesus got done preaching and using Peter's boat, He said, cast your net on the right side. Launch out and throw down your nets one more time. Amen. Those old fishermen knew the futility of casting their nets in where they had fished all night. It's daytime. Amen. The fish shy at the net in the daytime. You got a better chance in the nighttime. But Jesus said, amen, throw in your net, Peter. Hallelujah. And in broad open daylight, at the risk of looking like a fool and a failure, he threw his net in one more time. He caught such a bunch of fish that the net wouldn't hold them. The net threatened to burst. He had to call James and John to help him. Amen. To reap the harvest. Praise God. They were all awestruck. Peter fell at the feet of Jesus and said, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. Amen. There's danger of getting too close to Jesus tonight. Amen. First off, you fast and pray and seek God, and the more you do it, the worse the world looks. More hopeless the world looks. The more lost the world looks. If you're not careful, you'll say in the midst of your fasting and prayer, my God, it's gone. It's hopeless. Amen. And then you keep on seeking God and fasting and praying and drawing close to God, and He draws close to you till you really get a good vision of Him like Isaiah did. Amen. And then you say, woe is me, for I'm undone. Ain't no hope for me. Praise God. Amen. Because God is so much greater and so much more glorious and so much more holy. Wow. Praise God. We need to hear Jesus say, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. We need to hear God say, amen, who will go? And we need to answer, here am I, Lord. Send me. Hallelujah. Here I stand tonight. 45 years I've living by faith, making a few tents along the road. Amen. To keep going and make ends meet. Praise God. But 45 years down the road, I'd cast my hat in the ring quicker the next time if I had it to do over than I did this time. I wish I'd have been like Vance Hamner, the Baptist preacher that started preaching when he was 11 years old. I wish I hadn't waited till I was 14 to get saved and waited till I was 16 to start preaching. Amen. But since that day and since that hour, I have without regret given my quality time and almost my whole life to the preaching of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.